is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I learned, your bare heels so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. No, now I'm talking about
Talking Heads with Nachi is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, The Can of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Duncan, Bernard Road, it is the Friday, November 11th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty in your company, right up until 6 p.m., and we're doing it at Duncan, Bernard Road. And as you know, like I said, Duncan got a lot of things going on. The pumpkin's still going on. You got to try the new nutty pumpkin coffee, the pumpkin spice signature lattes, and don't forget, you got the muffins, the donuts, and the munchkins as well. But Duncan always does big things, and you know I got my Duncan Donuts family here today. I got the brand manager, Aldira, here, and she's going to break down all what's going on with Duncan. And again, ready to do some big things with Rotary as well. So what's going on, Aldira? Long time to see. Good to see you.
I know. Good to see you too, Naughty. And we are here at our Bernard Road location. We're very excited for the fourth year to partner with Rotary Club of Old Fort in their World's Greatest Combo initiative, where this year you're able to get a Rotary combo. So that is inclusive of a blue donut and a medium coffee. And a dollar from each of the Rotary combos sold will go straight to the Rotary Foundation. So we have our friends here from Rotary who's going to just give us a little bit more information. But we are very excited. As I said, this is our fourth year partnering with them. And we're very happy to join them in the initiative this year.
Thank you very much. And yes, we are so delighted to partner with Duncan again. And it's so great to see you again after a year, you know, us coming together. But as stated, you know, we come back with the world's greatest combo where we will have a donut and a coffee, a medium coffee, and part proceeds will go towards the Rotary Club of Old Fort. As this month, we are celebrating our Rotary Foundation month. And what Rotary Foundation allows is for Rotarians all around the world to be able to provide community service initiatives to different areas, different parts of the world, their communities, and even for us to step further than our immediate countries. And we so appreciate this opportunity to work with Duncan. And we want to speak also of some of the initiatives that we have as Rotary Club of Old Fort. We have our STEM Saturdays. This is a feature of ours that we have been working on for years, and we're happy now that we're able to provide it again. So we have STEM Saturdays, which will be starting November 12th. This is where, by Lyford Key School, we will have students come along, we're helped by other Rotarians to do STEM activities. We have Salvation Army building repairs. We are partnering with the Cancer Society, the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association, and we have Abaco. We're partnering with Abaco. So we have so much different initiatives to assist our communities. And for persons to come and to assist us, we would like for them to come along. Come to Dunkin'. We know normally in the mornings you stop to get that good coffee, right? That good donut. So please, come on by. You could ask for the Rotary Donut Combo, the world's greatest combo, and you could help us to achieve these initiatives.
And of course, you know, some things in life you don't want blue, but your donut combo, you could have a blue combo. That works out pretty decent. You know, a blue donut, medium coffee. And like I said, it's all for a good cause. When you say the Rotary Foundation, in addition to the Rotary Foundation, you doing specific things for your club, or is it, you know, Rotary Worldwide? Because Rotary Worldwide initiative is awesome.
Yeah, so it's in two part. We're able to make a donation to the Rotary Foundation, help the worldwide initiatives, and also towards our initiatives that we will be doing here within New Providence, not just in Old Fort Section, but New Providence and other islands are part of in the Bahamas.
Now, remember, outside of Dunkin', you still got my platform, so whenever Rotary needs to get that word out, let me know, all right? Because, you know, I got friends in Rotary, so they say, and vice versa and all of that, so yeah. I haven't been to a meeting in a while, so that's fascinating. There you go. So obviously, let me know, keep me posted. Don't have to be, you know, every year. I mean, we want to make this an anniversary every year, because that's what we do, you know? We got things on the Dunkin' calendar that we like, but if there's other things going on during the year, be sure to reach out and let us know, all right? And let us know a little more about the club out there at Old Fort.
Yeah, so the Rotary Club of Old Fort, we are a young, vibrant club. So persons who are looking to, you know, be a part of something bigger than themselves, who want to serve, hit us up, Rotary Club of Old Fort. You could find us online, and also, you know what, I'll drop my number here just for this one time. So you could call me at 447-0494, and I could hook you up with our membership chair, who will be able to provide you information and to get you inside the club, you know, because the more hands makes lighter work. And that's why also, again, I must take this time to say thank you to Dunkin' again for helping us this year, helping us with our World Greatest Combo. And we do have some big initiatives that we would like to do, and this is where it all starts.
Yeah, you can't never go against Dunkin'. Always one of the premier corporate sponsors here in the 242. So, you know, for years without fail. So it's always good to see them doing big things. And Aldira, how long are we doing the promotion for again? Remind everybody.
All right. So the promotion will begin November 14th and it ends December 12th. So you can come into any of our Dunkin' locations, purchase the Rotary Combo, and just ensure you know that with the initiatives that they have listed, that your funding will go a long way. There is a dollar from each of the Rotary Combos sold that will be donated to Rotary Club of Old Fort.
And, of course, you know, that comes out on the 14th, so I will be testing all the Blue Dominants prior to release on the 14th this weekend. So check me out on Facebook, and I'll let you know how good the Blue Donuts taste. Now, I heard you all talking about a Target. You all got a Target? How many of these donuts we trying to sell? Let me know, man. You know me. I like to sell stuff. I sell ice to the Eskimos. Let's do it.
Well, normally we just want to, you know, we just tug on the hearts of all persons to participate. Right. You put the Target, eh? Well, listen, I put it like this. So being that there's $1 for every combo sold, we're very ambitious. 2,000? You think 2,000? Okay, so at a minimum, we're looking for a minimum of 2,000. Oh, sorry, wrong number.
Tip money is $2,000, all right? We can take your 2,000 and we can put it on Talking Heads and Naughty Got Jokes, and we can say 5,000 is the target, and we can make sure I get this done. We got till the 12th. I know some corporate sponsors. Let me call them and see if they have a blue donut there at their office. We'll collaborate and make it happen. Don't sell yourself short. $2,000, it cost me $2,000 just to get up off the couch, dog. Come on, $5,000 is the target.
Right.
Prestige pricing, okay? You got me involved now. The numbers just went up, you know what I mean? All right, so, and I'll let you know how the blue donut stays as of this weekend. So Monday, y'all can hit it running at all Dunkin' locations. Downtown Bay, Palmdale, Bernard Road with a drive-through, East Street South with a drive-through, Bernard Road with a drive-through, where we're at right now. Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance, post-clearance, no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. And it's cool to be blue starting on Monday, November 14th, right up until December 12th. all for a good cause. Target $5,000. We'll talk about it more on Talking Heads. Glad to see y'all. Don't let it be a year till we see each other again. All right? We'll go to the break right now. Flip side of the break. We got your headliners coming up, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads and The Buzz by John Shoes. On the flip side of the break, we are live. Duncan, Bernard Road location is Talking Heads, the Friday, November 11th edition, which continues right after this.
Important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with a King combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Friday, November 11th edition continues right now. And we are live at Duncan, Bernard Road location. Boy, Kermit, I was coming to sit down and be comfortable. But look like you said, you're going in the echo chamber. Be good? Audio check. When, you remember them old echo chambers at the dance, boy? Sansa Bar? Don't let me age us here today. But yeah, we are back at Duncan. And don't forget, man, starting on the 14th, okay? Which is Monday, combo and support Rotary initiatives along with Dunkin' Donuts, all right? Always a good look. Always a good look. Now, I can't do the show. Oh, there it is. All right, now we good to go. Now we ready. Got to get up into the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, new arrivals in stock right now at all Fine Thread locations. Top of Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. And both those locations open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. to better serve you, all right? So be sure to check them out. New arrivals in stock right now. And don't forget, check them out online, finethreads.com. Finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. So let's jump on in and have a gander at the headlines that's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. News and views in matter since 1844. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of people talking today, a lot of things popping off. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know. Hey, we got that echo. Where'd that come from? Hey, I need this window up here and be good to go if you don't mind. But a lot of talks today, all right, emanating and coming from all corners of the 242. The big talk and the big headline, FTX's assets frozen. So the plot thickens, all right? A story by Chester Robarts. And Securities Commission also appoints a liquidator. So the process is now underway in the freezing of the assets. And FTX Digital Markets Chief Sam Bankman-Fried ran out of mea culpas, all right? He rang out a chorus of mea culpas, you know? Like, I don't know if that's going to work. It was all over Twitter. I mean, the international damage to the brand is ridiculous. I mean, there's no shaking it. I mean, if you go on social media, global social media, especially Twitter, oh, Lord. Now they're starting to make fun. Now the sarcasm. In a minute, I might have to incorporate the hashtag you-know-who crew, and let's just defend good old Bahamas, even though this is kind of indefensible right here. This is ridiculous. And again, we bear the blame on it. To me, this is very reminiscent of Fyre Festival. Yeah, the Fyre Festival. You remember the Fyre Festival, man? The Fyre Festival was crazy. And this is starting to take the same route that the Fyre Festival did. You know, at first, you know, there was one instance. Now we're hearing rumors of planes being held on the runway, and you go to the Twitterverse, and you see all the parties involved, and you see it unfold, and you see that, you know, now that it's quite popular to say that FTX here was run by a gang of kids, according to global Twitter. And here we are taking the blame for it, because we didn't do our due diligence. And a lot of people are talking about, oh, well, they get the information from the USA and from Canada. Yeah, but we still need to do our due diligence. For far too long, we've been taking less than, you know, we've taken some unscrupulous and, you know, some characters, turned a blind eye to what baggage they're bringing to our shores and welcomed them with open arms for investments. But who really benefited from all those investments? Homies, cronies, lovers, family, and friends, maybe. But did we all benefit from it? No. But we do benefit. We do all bear the burden of taking this and this blemish on our brand. The brand, the Bahamas brand, is something that's been building for years. And we keep putting into it. And if tourism and investments are our major industries here, then we need to clean this kind of stuff up. The Fyre Festival and FTX. Boy, I tell you, they look like cousins. Oh, the shame. You look down to Abaco and Grand Bahama. Glad to know that they all made it through the tropical depression, tropical storm, actually. And but still, where do we go now? We have to get the rebuild done. We have to focus on where Abaco and Grand Bahama needs to be. We can't be going, whew, we dodged another one. No. We need some blood, sweat, and tears and some investment in those islands. We need some rubber to meet the road. No more talks, but actual actions. Let's check the text lines. Naughty ops don't cut it. It's all good to act after the fact, but what happened before? And before registration of this company? Okay, all right, making sure I read it correctly. It's all good to act after the fact, but what happened before and before registration of this company? Exactly. Why didn't we do our own personal due diligence? You know, I say it, and when y'all hear me say it, y'all think, okay, you got on this comedian hat. I say go behind a lot of these gated communities, shake them down, and you'll find some clues behind there. And then you'll wonder, well, how they reach? How they get here? Well, how did that happen? And who suffers in the long run? Us. We take the damage. We take the brunt of the burden on the fallout. Everybody got to laugh globally about the Bahamas, because why? Lack of vision. Rather take a quick fix with a you know, p- potentially unsavory investor, rather than do due diligence and create long-term investments that are going to benefit all Bahamians long-term. You know, and to pop off with the defenders of it. Oh, well, what about the Miami Heat and the naming of the arena, and what about the Florida companies that were involved in this? I be quite honest with you. I don't live in Florida. I don't pull for the Heat. I'll care about them after we clean up at home. I care about Bahamas first and Bahamians first. That's what I care about. I could really care what they call the Heat Arena. Naughty, again, this is an international embarrassment, as if we just take any index. Correct. And for those people who say, oh, no, we the vetting process is handled by the USA and Canada and Great Britain. Listen, how many people have slipped through those loopholes and cracks in those systems? We've seen it happen before. So due diligence is required. There's nothing wrong to ask for that, especially when our reputation is on the line. FTX did not even fully get off the ground before this fiasco. The thorough checks was lacking. Naughty, when we hear billionaire, that's all we hear. We don't read up on them. We just took the cover of the book. Hook, line, and sinker, yes. Tend to be, you know, very gullible, especially when, you know, you hear money involved. You know, listen, man, you know. You know what a big part of the foundation of Bahamiana is, buying lunch on multiple levels. It just costs more on some levels and less on others. But, hey, everybody looking for lunch. Now, listen here. This is what I see. We're going to go on me. Line, and we can slide into it. And then we'll make it the buzz. Okay? Water and Sewage Corporation addressing serious water supply issues on Eleuthera. Yes. Please do that. Water and Sewage, you all been doing a great job lately. I've seen you all out there. Hey, them crews on the road, I big you all up. My issue is not with you all, but I got to rat up some of your higher-ups, okay? Now, Mr. Sears, you speaking on what Water and Sewage doing in Eleuthera. What is Water and Sewage doing in your own constituency? I got constituents in Fort Charlotte blowing up my phone, blowing up my inbox, blowing up my what's up? What's going on? Water off, on and off for 4 days, off for 8 hours in a row today. And people are tired of the updates. Don't give me an update that's saying there's a leak in the water, man. Y'all been saying that for 3 days. Why don't you send out something that's concise? We have a leak in the water main. It's going to take X amount of days to fix. There will be intermittent water for the next couple of days. Please bear with us. Then we know, then we can deal with it. When people call and you put them, when they call your emergency line and you put them on hold and just let music play, what does that tell people? Okay? So please, Mr. Sears, charity starts at home, right? So make sure our doorstep in the Fort Charlotte constituency is swept clean. And everybody know, I got roots in the Fort Charlotte constituency in the West Bay area. So I can speak on it. When people call me, this is unacceptable. Unacceptable. And remember now, these the same residents you came to on the campaign trail promising a new day. And this look like a new day with the same old ish, Mr. Sears. It's fixed in that area, please. And that runs from that whole entire area you're talking about, from Arawaki all the way down into Cable Beach. Ridiculous. Get it sorted. Talking about it? No, that ain't gonna work. Be about it. And then when you finish that, some more of the residents and constituents of Fort Charlotte would like to remind you, they need speed bumps and drains rather than sidewalks. Because then you know, start coming with sidewalks, then we can ask you, who got the contract for the sidewalks? And speaking of contracts, I Mr. Sears, man, I hear, you know, a couple of your generals upset with you. You need to wake it out. I mean, that's to the level of it. Kermit, when I tell you box full. And then I look at the emails, some yellow emails, some red emails, some undecided emails, all kind of emails. And I can tell you, we had a reggae song to play right now describing the situation in Fort Charlotte. Say them are hot this year, not even water can cool them. And even if they had water, they couldn't cool them. But they ain't got no water. You understand what I'm saying? So let's make it happen. Please. All right. Have a look. Yenagar RPM oversees, amongst other world leaders, whispering about FTX while he's trying to talk about climate change. They're probably saying you can't even get financial services regulations straight, and you're talking climate change? Dear God, text her. Don't be funnier than me the rest of the day. Aye! Naughty, it does not look good. The sharks are just circling, and we're still going on like business as usual in our country. We have too many professional experts in this country for our government to continue to fall prey like this. Amen, amen, amen. Naughty, let's be real. You think a 30-year-old Bahamian from Groves Bay could have sold FTX to the elites? Like, oh, God. Listen here, y'all, listen, y'all do not encourage me today. Y'all do not enable me today, okay? Because I close, I ain't gonna lie. And this, I mean, I revert back to Firefly and text this. Keep the text coming if you agree or your comments coming. If it's not just me, but I'm looking at this fiasco unfold on the Twitter, and I'm thinking, dear God, we're going to have a Netflix special. We're going to have somebody else pop up and say, it was so bad, I was willing to take one for the team, and so on and so forth, and my God. And then just to see the verbiage used, a gang of Bahamian teenagers. Now, look here. Don't use it, all right? Say a group, a cluster, a crew, but not a gang, okay? You won't get the real gangs around here hot up and have a problem. You get some old school rebellions jumping up right now talking about what kind of gang that is. No, sir. But to say that and that kind of exposure, it's just like, as a comedian, you cannot write it this funny. I could not sit down, even sponsored by Jack Daniels, and write this satirically any funnier. This is like, between this and Fyre Festival, we could bring back the National Lampoon series and just lampoon this. Because we got to get something positive out of this. There's too much negativity. We got to flip this at some point, you know? Maybe some self-deprecation, a little laugh on ourselves and keep it moving. And then distraction, with back to what we're famous for. You know, sun, sand, and sea in the blue economy, maybe. But my God. And now you look at the blue economy, carbon credits coming up. Be very interesting to see how that all plays out. But I'm glad to see a gentleman like Mr. Tony Ferguson talking about it. I've known Mr. Ferguson for years, always insightful, a very, very good friend and mentor, and giving me good sound advice. So I think he's putting it out there as best he can, so everybody can understand and grasp the concept. And I think there's a lot of potential with the carbon credit market, provided we manage it correctly. And at the end of the day, when the bottom line hits, Bahamians benefit. All Bahamians. Because we got to have some other options that's going to be able to prop up tourism, God forbid, if we have to deal with other natural disasters or so on and so forth. All right? Now, we check the text lines again. Listen, I already told y'all to keep texting me. Naughty, don't be mad. I'll be having casino night in the back of your house tonight. We can have all the games. But I told him, don't park on the man grass. He don't like that. Well, listen, if y'all got the casino tonight and y'all happen to be playing poker, like Texas Hold'em or Omaha High-Low, then, you know, give me a couple of buy-ins and some of y'all get to park on the grass as valet. How's that work? Okay, Texter? There you go. Naughty, you want a joke? Anyway, and on that note, we're going to go to the break. I think once Rodney puts the proper people in McDonald's under complete arrest, then he will get back to fighting crime. All right, let's get to the break, man. On the flip side of the break, we'll pick up the combo right here live from Duncan Bernard Road. It's the Friday, November 11th edition of Talking Heads. We'll be back right after this.
Dunk Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now, the Friday, November 11th edition. And of course, you know, got a little FYI for you. We still got a caller on the line, right? Let's go to the phone lines. Let's take the caller real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Boy, let me tell you something. I really thought I was the bucket mouth master.
Hey, I can't. Is that Sparky? Turn it up for me. I can't hear Sparky. What's going on, Sparky?
Now,
Sparky,
now,
before you get into this, buddy, I heard you today. Can't on bad on this up now. Don't bring that Valley Boy junk here today either, because I saw hard saxing in your belly. Now, good afternoon. What's going on?
Look, no, I got a lambaster. You the lipchus master. Hold on. That's a Rottweiler, that in my car. That's a Rottweiler, a German Shepherd, and a Husky.
But that's a Kong Salad dog, boy. You sound like that dog drinking out the brown bottles too, Sparky.
Huh?
Just drink out of the brown bottle too?
Yeah, but look here, I left from the Nick down in Highway. Shut up, man. They call in on yourself. Naughty, I left them to Nick Garland Highway, all the way down Milo Butler Drive, all over the place. All that talking you was doing, I'm the bucket mud master, but you was a lipstick master. But you can talk now. Hello.
That's why they pay me the big bucks, to, Sparky. You know, you find your blessing from God and you use it in return as your gift to God.
I out here on I out here by, I'm not going to say Arawaki. I out by Western Esplanade, and I just pull up here to go and just sit down and have a few, you know, them things, right? But the problem is, when I'm having a problem with Naughty, we keep talking the same thing over and over and over, and nothing is being done. I want none of, I think, Naughty, I think the only thing we could do in this country now, we need to get the Bahamian people to say, one particular day, we can meet down by the, what up, baseball park that's by the capital of Seattle. Naughty, what up, man? Hello?
Yes, Mark, yeah, ready to listen to you. You said the capital of
Seattle. That's the Sun Recreation Ground.
Pardon?
That's the Sun Recreation Ground. We need to meet.
Sparky, go ahead. You're breaking up.
To let our government know we are tired of all of this foolishness. We need to get some things done. We are tired of the talk.
And that seems to be the problem, Sparky. A lot of talk and no action, and that seems to be the problem. And I appreciate you saying it, because that's exactly where we are. And you go in several constituencies, it's the same cry. All talk, no action. You're in now, what happened with your promise on the campaign trail? And I'm looking at what you promised constituency-wise. And I know other people, you know, have other reasons, invested interests, and wanting them to see things and get things done. But nonetheless, you know, it falls on us. We talk about the talking. We need to hold people accountable when they come knocking on your door, oh, vote for me. We got to show politicians that we have teeth. And it's not check for us every 5 years. It's check for us every year during that five-year period so we could see you again for another five. That's the problem. People lose sight of that. People lose thought of that. Anyway, let me check the text line, see if I got any more text coming through. I saw the text flying through here now. Let me double check. Mr. Producer, send the text again for me, man. Because they were there, and then they kind of disappeared. Okay, here we go. Naughty, here's another one. The whole situation with FTX is a blemish, Naughty. You're trying to make fun of it now, and I get it because, you know, sometimes you need to laugh and cry later. I always say that, laugh now and cry later. But at the end of the day, whether we laugh or whether we cry, the blemish is still there. How do we get better from this? Back to who we elect. Back to who we elect. People will ask the question and say, wow, this deal, you know what they say about a great deal, right? If the deal is too good to be true, then guess what? It probably is too good to be true. So we need some investing. We need to do some due diligence. And I mean, if you look at the past of these investors who we've courted on a whim because they had issues around the world and we wanted a bottom line investment, you got to go back to Robert Vesco, Joe Leader, Harachi, Nygaard. You see what I'm saying? Follow the pattern. Now, we'll also begin to look and see who is the government of the day, along the way, with all of those said individuals? Through the connecting of the dots. Some people, some organizations got certain players in their playbook that they'll never take out. Now listen. Now, people, I can be honest with you. We're sitting here, Bernard Road, Duncan location, and I almost watched two women get killed just now in the middle of traffic because you got an idiot in a truck trying to overtake three lanes of traffic on the wrong side. I mean, what sense is that? And ma'am, you in the red and white, I respect you because you didn't even flinch. You didn't even move. You just cut your eye and you even flinch. I got mad respect for you. I don't appreciate what the driver did, and they too dumb, but I appreciate the fact that you didn't flinch. You ain't scared. You ain't never scared. And she said, you said your homegirl in the block, so she need to buy you a cold one right up there, and you are too cool off. And that's God for real. Because let me tell you, that was crazy just now. That was absolutely crazy. I know it's front. Look, there goes another one. You all please slow down on this Bernard Road thoroughfare, all right? You all calm yourself down. I know you're trying to get there, you know, early, but you ain't got to get there dead early, if you know what I mean, all right? Bahamas Freight Logistics, please slow down. Plenty traffic on the road, and that box truck look wobbly already. You know, that's what we should do next remote. Just want to buy drivers. That might work. That might make a change. That might make a change for real. Anyway, I digress. But at the end of the day, we right now going into this weekend, the big talk is FTX. FTX. I got my phone blown up from comedians in the States with FTX jokes. One even say I was the commissioner who certified it. Say, well, that one who authorizes this, Naughty and some Jack Daniels? No. Maybe if that were the case, we could understand it, but I mean, we put our due diligence on it. The face of our prime minister was on it, okay? It was. And at the end of the day, for all the good that he's doing globally with climate change and the you know, being visible and the world actually on his run, this is a blemish. Big time blemish. And I know they got a lot of tribalism within the PLP, you know, different camps. A lot of people jumping up and saying, you know, the hotel deal didn't go through and, you know, taxation situation, you know, the BPL hike, you know, all of that. I want to put it on different factions. No, we as Bahamians take the blame for all of that. But you can't get on a hotel deal falling through when you got the leader of the country's face all over FTX right now. And for all Mr. Davis has done, this is a blemish that strikes all of us, the nation, the leader, everything. I pray to God that the PR team and OPM is doing their due diligence to distance our prime minister from this, if they can. But the world is up in arms. And they're talking a gang of trash on social media. A gang. Trailer load, boat load. And we brought it on ourselves. We should have done the proper due diligence. Listen, when you see companies exit globally and come to the Bahamas, look at why and where they're leaving from. Maybe we don't have the regulatory bodies and the regulations that other places have. So the ease of access to do business is here. Okay? And I'm hearing now that the only way you can get your money is if you're a Bahamian resident or a citizen, right? So I looked online just now, and the population of the Bahamas has gone from 400,000 to 4 million. You got people coming in here all from all over the world trying to get their money. Like Israelites out of Egypt, they're living all over the world trying to come in. So I'm a Bahamian, I just need my money. So yeah, this is where we're at. And until we accept it and know how to deal with it from acceptance, we're always going to continue. When you go to like meetings, if you have an alcohol problem, knowing and accepting an admission is the first step. We got to admit that we have dropped the ball administration-wise, past administration, present administration, and over the years. We got to accept that fact. We got to own that and then get better. Nothing wrong with dropping the ball. Stuff happens. But now we admit it, we grasp it, we fix it, we own it, and we take it to the next level where we need to be. Know better, do better. But I digress, because we've been saying that for, what, 50 years now? And we're still stuck in the same situations, same scenarios repeating themselves. The characters have changed, but the soap opera is still the same. Now, let me see how this break out on Bernard Road here now, too. Boy, this look like a next situation. Ooh, okay, they pulled that one off. Nicely done, y'all driving. No, what? Look here. What is wrong with these cars that are built like a roller skate? Look at that one driving down the middle of the road now in that cube. That's a turning lane, right? That ain't no overtaking. That ain't no main lane. That's a turn lane. Yes. I'm telling you, if you ever want to have some fun, come out here in the afternoon, get you a Dunkin' Donuts coffee and a donut, sit right outside here at Dunkin' Bernard Road and just gander at the traffic between 4:30 and 6. And trust me when I tell you, you will be well entertained. You'll get some horror movies, you'll get some comedies, you'll get, yeah, it's all out here for you to see. And you'll be running on Dunkin', so it's a good thing. All right, let's get, as we wrap up my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, don't forget, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, I'm going to have some guests popping in as well, chopping it up. In addition to that, you know, Pearly will be in the building. And we got all your NFL picks coming up as well. Peter Raheem will be there as well. Got all your, And we'll talk some NBA as well. We'll cover the local sports scene. And then, of course, the final 10 today will be, you know, the picks from the NFL Network. So you can put them up against who we like and compare. And, of course, if you're going to bet them, then it's always a sensible choice to do it with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com, and it's all good. All right? And they got multiple ways to play, especially on their sports book, multiple options to win. And they remind you to always do it responsibly. All right, let me check the text lines. Naughty, the issue is rather wide is the mindset that you have to bend over backwards or forward for people who are presumed to have plenty money and continue to be the reason why we as a country always get screwed. That's what I'm saying, because it's the easy way out. We get caught up on the money. We get caught up on that cha-ching. And then when we got caught up on the cha-ching, we don't realize what the sting going to be later on. Because we caught up with the pie in the sky, like, oh, this money. But we don't look at the results on the back end and where it's going to go and how Bahamians are going to be. And I'm keeping a keen eye on certain things here, because sometimes we get caught up with the day-to-day. Certain things you don't keep in your peripheral. And they get out of your peripheral, and then you realize, oh, wow, we missed that one. We got to be diligent all the way around. And I think in this day and age, with social media being as prevalent as it is, I mean, if it's used responsibly, it could be a proper tool to get information out correctly. But unfortunately, it's been hostage and pirated by so many people spreading fake news for political mileage and gain and clicks and likes that's not an option. But we as Bahamians got to figure out a way to come together and continue to share information and continue to hold governments accountable. And listen, we could agree to disagree. If you're of a political affiliation and I don't agree with you, that don't mean I hate you. I just don't agree with you. We may share the same thoughts on basketball, on football, on movies. So, you know, I don't close the door just because you and I don't see eye to eye or we don't agree politically. But I think we need to engage some of that now, too. Have more mature dialogue, less of the slapping up, talk more of the issues, because all the while you slap up, you lose focus on the real meat and potato matters. And at the end of the day, this FTX was exactly a prime example of it. Exactly. Let me go to the text lines. Naughty, exactly. Getting you know what with that Donkey Kong. Yep, pretty much. Naughty, if you think it's bad now, wait until the Bahama trial over in New York City commences. And I'm keeping an eye on that as well. Because once again, certain entities for the moment benefit, and in the long run, the majority of Bahamians don't, and the Bahamas is left with the stain and the blame, so on and so forth. So we definitely got to get better in that regard, too. We need more due diligence. We need more due diligence for sure. And it's such a shocking thing. I mean, we can't rely on other people to say, okay, this person is legit. No, we need to check for ourselves. Because at the end of the day, it's us who stuck paying the bill. And it's us now, you know, got to play off the blemish of Fyre Festival followed up by this. And at the end of the day, why don't we get some things in here that actually stay and manifest and turn into an annual situation and last for years that we could brag on and be proud of, rather than these pie-in-the-sky, get-rich-quick schemes brought in by foreign entities that we just swallow, line, and sinker because they say they got money. But that's another story for another show. So we're going to get ready to get to the break. We got the news coming up at top of the hour. So we're going to get ready to get into the news. On the flip side of the break, we'll be into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports, like I told you. Got some special guests to start off the top of the hour, and then we'll be talking sports for the rest of the 5 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Will Pearlie will be in the building. Peter Raheem will be in the building. And we will definitely talk NFL. We'll talk some NBA news, the continued rumors of Anthony Davis being traded out of L.A. and now swirling, along with more Westbrook trade rumors. So we'll see where the Lakers go from there. We'll also check out the nightly schedule for the NBA. We'll do our NFL picks for this coming weekend. And we'll hear from the NFL Network with their picks during the Final 10. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break, right after the news, as the Friday, November 11th edition of Talking Heads continues.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The nerd, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the alarm and formed the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Out of eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, what I'm talking about.
Talking Heads with Nachi is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Friday, November 11th edition continues right now. And we are live, Duncan Bernard Road location, getting it in. And as we do each and every day when we get into the 5 o'clock hour, we kick it off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Yeah, that's my guests. I'll get to them in 2 seconds. No worries. Just wanted to make sure they were here. And we'll have that conversation momentarily. But Kermit, let them go up by the rounds up there, and we'll do the interview right there. But we got to start it off how we always do. Earl the Pearl will be joining us shortly, as well as Peter Raheem. But today, in sports history, comes your way right now, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chopping Plaza, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday at Naughty Johnny's from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So it just kicked off. So if you're in the West and you're heading home, it's been a long week, stop off at Naughty Johnny's, man. Let them take good care of you, man, all right? The happy hours are off the chain. The prices are all good. Great bartenders, all right? Great cocktails. And then, of course, you know, the menu is all good. So give them a call. See what's going on. 377-7776. All right, and we'll have a look at Today in Sports History. Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. On this day in 1868, the first indoor amateur track and field meet was held by the New York Athletic Club. In 1944, the New York Rangers set an NHL record of 25 games without a win. They went 0-21-4. 1946, the New York Knicks, or the Knickerbockers, later changed to the Knicks, played their first game at Madison Square Garden. New York lost the game 78-68 to Chicago. 1963, Gordie Howe of the Detroit Red Wings tied out Rocket Richard's record of 544 career goals. 1981, Fernando Valenzuela of the Los Angeles Dodgers became the first pitcher to win Rookie of the Year and the Cy Young Award in the same season. 1981 also, the Minnesota North Stars scored 8 goals in the second period against the Winnipeg Jets. They won the game 15-2. 1984, the Houston Oilers ended their streak of 23 consecutive road losses when they beat the Kansas City Chiefs 17-16. 1990, Derek Thomas, the late Derek Thomas of the Kansas City Chiefs, set an NFL record when he had 7 sacks in a game against the Seahawks. 1996, the Toronto Blue Jays became the third Major League player to win the Cy Young Award 4 times. 2002, Barry Bonds became the first Major League Baseball player to win the league's Most Valuable Player Award 5 times. 2002, the NHL suspended Christoph Oliwa of the New York Rangers for 5 games for a cross-check against Grant Marshall on November 9th. Coach Brian Trottier of the Rangers was suspended for 2 games for sending several enforcers on the ice for the final 2.5 seconds of the game. And finally, in 2004, Shaquille O'Neal of the Miami Heat surpassed 22,000 career points. All right, your sports quote of the day. Pretty good one. You don't know what pressure is until you play for $5 with only two in your pocket. Lee Trevino, pro golfer. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Now, we're going to get up into the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. As soon as we do the home court rundown, we're going to take a quick break. On the flip side of the break, we're going to talk to our guests. And after we talk to our guests, I'll let Pearlie and Peter Raheem join us. We'll be doing some NBA coverage. We'll also be doing some pigskin picks. And the final 10 today, of course, you know, the follow-up with the NFL Network and who they like in this weekend's games. And you can definitely make your comparisons. Last week, I was a robust 12-1. I'll just have you know that. All right? So with that being said, let's slide up into the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, people, this holiday season, you could be riding in into 2023 in a brand new car. That's right, a brand new car. Courtesy of Burger King. Okay? And it's real easy. This is how it works. All right? All you got to do, get into your favorite Burger King Nassau location and upgrade it. Upgrade your favorite combo. All right? And once you upgrade that favorite combo, you have to fill out the forms, obviously, put them in a box, and wait for the drawing. Because you could be driving off, like I said, we could be riding into the holidays in a brand new car courtesy of Easy Car Sales and Burger King Nassau. All right, and it's a BYD 2022 Ham EV, electric vehicle off the chain. Okay, so all you got to do is upgrade. Buy a combo, Deluxe King, King's Feast, or Family Deal for a chance to win a BYD 2022 Ham electric vehicle, courtesy of Burger King and Easy Car Sales. All right? All right. Now let's check out the local headlines. Then we'll take our quick break, and on the flip side of the break, we'll be talking with our guests. And the BBF, Bahamas Basketball Federation, names the roster for the FIBA World Cup Americas qualifiers. Obviously, we'll be minus all of our NBA players. All three of them not available. And you know, we have to look at how we're going to have to work on that and make the adjustments moving forward that when we can have them available for us, we maximize the opportunity. So we're going to look at what's going on. Can't do anything right now. NBA season started, you know. So it is what it is. We got to ride it out. Bahamas water polo to compete at Charifta this weekend. So looking forward to seeing the results from that. And then, of course, don't forget, we got the big Optimist Challenge, the North American Championships, starting up next week. That's definitely going to be a good look. We had Mr. Rain on yesterday, had a good conversation with him and some of the sailors. So we look forward to those results as well. And, of course, you know, you got your disciplines getting ready to kick off in March. Baseball's getting ready to get fired back up. Girls softball, you got the high schools, you know, getting back into the sports curriculum. So things are heating up in the world of sports locally. So we're going to keep an eye on all our athletes and, you know, track them, especially our global athletes as well. And starting next week, we're going to have a great feature right here on Talking Heads. Every Friday, we're going to announce our Junior Athlete of the Week. So all of you sporting disciplines, get your junior athletes' results in. Tennis, golf, track and field, bowling, chess, baseball, basketball, flag football, soccer, get it all in. And if I missed any, get that in too. And we'll determine who our Junior Athlete of the Week is, all right? Now we're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll be right back at you. We're live, Duncan Brennan Road. We'll be having a great conversation. Our guests are here, and we'll be picking up the conversation on the flip side of the break right after this as the Friday, November 11th edition of Talking Heads continues right now.
Jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one MetaQuest 2 VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good!
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs.
Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for.
Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles,
we cover women, men, children, the whole family.
Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service,
your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent.
Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com.
John's also now carries small home appliances,
so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
With elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games. We playing with Island Games.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the November 11th edition continues right now. We're still live from Dunkin' Donuts, Brennan Road location, getting it in. But we got our special guest here today. And you know, listen, when you coach youth baseball, you can't really say no to the kids' parents. You know what I mean? I got great parents on my team when I coach. But let me tell you, when they tell me, Naughty, I need a bly, you better give them a bly. Because if not, they just do your body practice. And I don't want that. I'm only joking. One of my favorite players, mom, is involved with this. And, of course, you know, she's a big part of Jazzy's Fit Body Sculpting, big part of that program, and ladies doing big things with that. But you guys have come together to actually do the second annual Jazzy's Fit Gala, correct?
Right.
And here is the boss lady herself, Jazzy. What's going on?
Hi, I'm good.
This is your second annual, correct?
Second annual, yes.
And this year, part proceeds are going towards Sister to Sister, correct?
Yeah, Sister Cancer Group. We decided that this year, you know, cancer is so prevalent in our country and among Black women. And
4 to 1, more than anywhere else in the world.
Exactly, exactly. And we decided as a group that we would, part proceeds from this gala event would be given to the Sister.
So that's good. And who you guys are awarding the show? Obviously, you're presenting awards, correct? What are some of the categories?
Most weight lost, body composition, consistency, obviously. That's about it.
You keep them motivated, though. That's good stuff. You can't be working out all year and don't chase the prize. You got to have something, man. You got to keep them motivated. And I see you have some of the ladies here that are part of your program. And, of course, you know, I got my third baseman's mom, Ms. Rocks. How are you? You know, you got to talk to me. What's going on, man? You always telling us to get these boys running up and down. I know why, because you're in shape. You probably could outrun us all. So what's it like being part of the program?
Well, it's awesome, you know. It helps me to be movable, and I could keep these days now.
I hear you're the only one who could beat Albert. Albert, so fast, I mean, that's grease lightning right there, but you're the only one who could catch him, because I hear when he do fool, you catch him, and he's the only one. Daddy didn't tell me this. Mommy's the only one who could catch him.
Listen, yeah, he already been challenging me a little bit, but my oldest daughter been challenging me, and we've been doing like little fist fights and little dunkins.
And you're in shape. You got them, you know, old school. Will not let this new school get us. Don't let it happen, girl.
Well, you got it.
All right, but what's it like being part of the program, though? I mean, it works for you, right? I mean, because I see it. I'm going to talk to some other guests here today, too. But it works for you guys as far as like your personal life, your work life, the space in between for you guys to get your workouts in.
Yes, it's great. It's awesome. It helps me to think more clearly because you're exercising at all times. And me with a personal health issue, it helps me to be more fit. And I can do what I could do, what I never could have done before. So now the exercise that we put in and all the other stuff in the program, yeah, it helped me to go at least almost 100% more.
There you go. And we have this lady over here. How are you, ma'am? I see you ready to go. Look like you all fired up. Look like you one of these ones would be out there 4 a.m. ready to go. I could say 4 a.m. I know it. So then you finish laugh because the truth come out. Now you can tell us what's going on and how you enjoy the program.
Well, I really love the program. It keeps you motivated. It keeps you focused. You feel better about yourself. When you can fit into clothes that you couldn't fit into actually when you were in school. And you could really get back into a size 12 from a size 16 or a size 18. It really gives you that get up and go and that drive to really push yourself to do more.
There you go. And I mean, I all I hear is, you know, satisfied members of the class. How do folks get to join your program if they're interested? Because I got some texts coming through now saying how to be joined. So what's the process with that?
Well, what I do is you could call me or WhatsApp me. Number is 423-4528. And just give me a WhatsApp, and I'll send you over some more information, and then we can go from there.
And do you do personalized, you know, training?
Yes, I do personal training. And what I also do, once you message me, what I do is I give a one-on-one consultation first. And then I do meal plans. I do the meal plan according to what you need at that time. So
So you progress. You change your meal plans as you progress with the workouts.
Exactly. The meal plan is changed, right.
So folks can get in touch with you again. And like I said, and you do the personalized training as well as the consultations because, you know, that's important. And obviously, how can folks get tickets for the gala and for the banquet?
Okay, you can reach me at 423, like I said, 423-4528. Or 544-8179.
Okay, and the event's going down on the 10th of December, correct?
10th of December. Cocktails start at 6:30, and then we go into dinner.
You got cocktails too? Oh, you're a full-size operation.
Oh, yes. I have to give my clients the best, because they work hard. My clients work hard all year. I have had persons lose anywhere from 30 to over 100 pounds.
Healthily and properly and in the right time frame.
Yes, because I teach you how to eat. You know, you could go on a bunch of fad diets, because with me being coming from 315 pounds.
What?
Yes, sir.
Not little you.
Yes, sir.
315? How much did you totally lose, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm currently at 165.
Wow, that's good stuff right there. And those are the kind of results that people are looking for nowadays, because it's not about doing it fast. It's about doing it properly and healthy and doing it, you know, so it's long-term and it's beneficial. And I see these two over here. Look, they're ready to go. They're ready to go do a workout now.
Yeah, because when they started with me, they couldn't do anything. So I started off with about three persons, you know. It was about three of us. Three persons I started off, and now it's a big group.
Well, there you go. So I...
Because the result shows.
Well, do me a favor. Keep me posted for throughout the year for any other events you got coming up. Or if you got like a big weight loss person or whatever, let me know, man, so we can give them some extra encouragement as well. Because I think it's a good job what you're doing. And giving back is important, especially to sister. So they can contact you for the tickets. And for more information, you know, I'll get it out there leading up as well on my social media platforms. Because I appreciate the support for sister. I lost my mom to cancer. So, you know, it's important to me to support that. And I appreciate you all supporting it. And then, you know, I got stuff to brag out of practice, too. I tell my third baseman, your mummy faster than you, buddy. You do it after practice. So I want to thank you all very much for chiming in. All right. And we'll get the information out there for you again. And don't forget, it's all going down December 10th. It's the Rising and Shining and Glamour Jazzy's Fit Second Annual Gala Awards Gala. Part proceeds go into the Sister to Sister Breast Cancer Organization. So definitely go out and support it. And for more information, you can always call Jazzy at
423-4528 or 544-8179.
There you go. So we will thank you, bye, and keep us posted with anything else that's coming up. And, you know, if you all want to send me a couple of tickets next week to give away, we'll do that too. All right? Thank you so much for stopping by. All the best. And, of course, we're going to continue the show now. We are live at Dunkin'. Bernard Road location, getting it in. Don't forget, the pumpkin is still back at Dunkin'. The flavors of the season are going on, so definitely take advantage of that. Don't miss out on that, because nothing like November and December, you know, when you got the pumpkin from Dunkin'. So, wow. Mr. Producer, boy, look here. Hold tight. We got the fire. We got the sirens coming. You know who's going back home for 6 o'clock on that one. So, yeah, but we'll definitely slide now into the Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And Mr. Producer, do we have Pearly and Peter chimed in yet? We got them chimed in?
I'm radio.
If we do, let me know.
Are you radio,
buddy? Situated. I think I hear Pearly. Let me just get this headphone right. We got you, Pearly?
Yes, you got me. Don't you got
Pearly's
me.
In the building.
You hear me?
Do we have Peter Rahim yet or no?
Are you wearing
okay.
Peter? You don't even talk.
Pearly, let me turn you up in the headphone a little bit. All right. Can you hear me now, Pearly?
I've been hearing you. I wonder if you could hear me.
Now I could hear you. But listen.
I know who's in. I know who's
in.
Kershaw's
I know.
In.
The deal got done, 3 in the morning last night, our time, 12 o'clock LA time. Kershaw ain't going nowhere, right?
1 year, $20 million.
What?
1 year, $20 million. That's a good deal, man. I like that. You're 17 but, last year.
Pearly, you couldn't lock him up, though? Is that by choice now,
on,
or is that just negotiation?
This might be his last hurrah.
So he might hang it up after this one?
He might.
Well, you know, there's a close friendship between Kershaw and Matthew Stafford of the Rams. And both of them talking the same kind of talk, because we hear Stafford may hang it up after this season.
Yeah. So they might just hang it up. Both of them may hang it up together.
I think that might be something. You can imagine the fanfare of two of them retire in L.A. after winning the Dodgers and the Rams the championship and having decent careers.
That could be good.
Kershaw, to me, has more than a decent career as well.
The Dodgers didn't take their option on Turner.
So Turner's gone, your boy gone.
No, Bell, that don't mean he's gone. All I mean is we give him $2 million and now we can sit down and probably negotiate a $10 million contract, 10-year, 2-year, $10 million contract with him, something like that. Dodgers offered Trey Turner, made Trey Turner a qualifying offer, made.
Trey Turner? Or yeah, Trey Thompson?
The Yankees made Aaron Judd a qualifying offer. So, you know, but that's all.
How obscene was the qualifying offer?
I don't know. I don't know how much the offer was, but that's just a formality. That's all. To make you the offer, he's going to reject the offer, then he'll sit down and start negotiating.
Okay, so that That's going to be a long scenario for the Yankees then. It's going to be long. And, of course, if you hit 62 dingers, your agent got plenty pressure to apply to the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
And I think if the agent is worth his salt, he's going to get you, the Giants, a couple other teams involved to jack up the price, like you said. Yeah. And if we go all in on Judd, then we got nothing to spend elsewhere.
Correct, correct, you're correct. That's what they're going to do. He's signing for plenty of money because he got the money.
Here's a name that popped up that I said when I saw this. I said, let me ask Pearlie, because he had such good success with Mookie Betts. Now Xander Bogaerts says he's declining that option, wants to be a free agent. You think he might pop up in Dodger Blue?
No, we're not interested in him too much. I think the Rangers are interested in him and somebody else. I think the Yankees may also try to do something with him, but Van Verlander turned down his option. So he's a free agent. Swanson is interested in the Dodgers. The Dodgers are interested in Swanson. So there's some things happening. The hot stove is starting to heat up. But a lot of if you see particular players for certain teams take that free agency or opt out for free agency, they just want to test the market to see how much money they can drive their own team money up, but a lot of them end up back home. One or two careers, Correa didn't accept the option with the Twins, so he's a free agent. He's going to look out. He bet on himself when they pay it off, so we know he's going to get a nice contract. I don't think he'll take a one-year contract, so him coming to the Dodgers may be out of the question, particularly because Dodger fans hate him from Houston. But he wants a long-term, and the Dodgers aren't going to give very many people long-term contracts. 25-year-old like Mookie, but not at his age. So baseball is some people in and out, some hot stuff coming over the next few weeks. You're going to see some good things happen. I'm glad the Dodgers got Kershaw in right away, so that anxiety don't want to be like it was last year. And we can concentrate on Trey Turner or Judd or whoever. And so over the next few weeks, you can see some good stuff happening before winter meetings.
Well, I'm looking forward to the hot stove league, Pearlie. You know, that's a big part of baseball. Try to figure out
that's the fun
who's
part.
Going where.
That's really the fun part of baseball.
Huh?
That's the fun part of baseball.
Yeah, that is the fun part. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And don't forget
and
coming
the
up.
The Dodgers made a qualifying offer to Trey Turner, so if he goes, we get a fourth round pick. I mean, I don't know if it's worth, but you know.
Who made the offer?
The Dodgers would have made Trey Turner a qualifying offer, so if he signs with somebody, you get a supplementary pick, like after the fourth round in the Major League Draft next year.
All right. But Pearlie, you know we got coming up.
Oh, and there's another thing. There's another thing heating up. There's a kid called Senga or something like that out of Japan. He's a 21-year-old who has like really good, really, really good. And there's a lot of teams interested in him. He can sign with any team he wants to sign in the major leagues because he has the years of experience. And he's a hot piece. He's a hot commodity right now.
So.
Yankees
might be having another
the Mets, the Seattle, the
Japanese
Dodgers.
Sensation, another Japanese import.
So he's going to be one of them stats will pay off. I mean, and once you get the last one you get, my goodness, look at him.
Ohtani is off the chain.
Yeah. We've been pretty successful. Japan has a really good baseball place. We've been pretty successful in the ones who come over.
I must say the ones that have hit America have done well while they were there. Even Hideki Matsui.
Yeah. he was about. He was shoot. He was a hit machine.
He had a big head, but you ever notice his head, boy?
Yeah, but that's why he hit so good. He couldn't miss the ball.
I wonder how that bottom helmet could have fit. Frankenstein head. But I digress.
Specially
made. But listen, for the final 10 today. We got the broken down by CBS Sports, all right? We got our picks coming up on the flip side of the break, so we're going to take the break right now. And on the flip side of the break,
Before you take the break, it was so good to see that Fox NFL pick gave two of the midseason MVP and Tyreek the midseason offensive player of the year. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I know you like that. And before we get to the break, though, Purdy, what's going on in L.A.?
I don't know.
They got to get rid of the AD and they got to get rid of Westbrook. I'm thinking the amount of draft picks and capital and some players in certain cases that Lakers get back, they could actually get into this thing by the end of the year if they make a trade reasonably quickly prior to Thanksgiving.
CP will blow it up now and tank and get some things that you can do because you ain't got Jock.
No, you know, my thing is getting draft picks back that will come back in it. We could restock the draft cabinet with draft picks and maybe get one or two players in the situation. We could still get Turner and Hield for Westbrook and the 27 pick. But if we trade AD, we'll get a cache of picks and players for him, depending on where we ship him.
And that makes sense. And Buddy just signed a contract in Nike, so his shoe, he got a big shoe deal with Nike, so that Bahama...
And the Bahama Mamas will live on.
Yep.
So I don't have any problem with that. But I do think the Lakers need to make a move, though, Pearly, because if not, it's going to be embarrassing. On top of just being a disgusting season, it's going to be embarrassing as well. And, of course, they play the Kings tonight. No LeBron James. They could be 2-10 by Saturday morning.
Well, I got my brown bike and then cut out the holes and then cut out the nose. I'm going to paint it gold and silver. I'm going to paint it purple and gold, and I'm going to start wearing it every time the Lakers play.
You're going to the paper bag, old school paper bag.
Yeah, I'm going to have two. One for me and one for you. If you walk in the door, so you could have one on two.
I want one too. I ain't going to let you go out like that. We could wear that. Everything cool.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
That's what we get.
It's embarrassing.
That's what we get.
My Dolphins dance up.
Yeah, but look here. I need you all to get it done this week, though. Don't fall asleep against Cleveland.
You don't fall asleep against Green Bay.
No, but we owe Green Bay something. We got some Django kind of payback for Green Bay. Let's get to the break. We're picking the games on the flip side of the break.
Green Bay wants to find their old coach. Green Bay wants to find their old coach. So that can be interesting to watch.
Anyway, I'm telling you, Dallas might throw a 40 burger on them. Anyway, we talk about it on the flip side of the break. We got your picks coming up. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Keep it right where you got it.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
If you're into great tasting chips, you know Frito-Lay has got you covered with your favorite flavors like Original Lay's, Doritos, Cheetos, Funyuns, and much, much more. Well, not only can you also enter the Frito-Lay Scooter Giveaway and win one of five Yamaha Kryptonite scooters. Check your favorite grocery stores for details or go to IWBahamas.com. The Frito-Lay Scooter Giveaway ends December 16th and is brought to you by Island Wholesale. Don't miss out.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Center, South America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Get a jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one MetaQuest 2 VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the Metaverse, courtesy of KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hey,
Talking Heads. The Friday, November 11th edition continues right now. 5:40 p.m. is the time. And we continue right now. We're going to get up into our pigskin picks. I got Pearly ready to go with the pigskin picks. And all brought to you by The Island Game. Be sure to check them out online, theislandgame.com. Don't forget that huge slot tournament going on. Daily tournaments every Tuesday. All right, you can win. And don't forget to check out their sports book. Absolutely off the chain, man. If you are into sports betting, theislandgame.com. Check out the sports book. All good. Multiple ways to win, multiple ways to play. And The Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right, Pearly. I was a robust 12-1 last week. Brought myself back into respectability, you know? So let's see if we can have another turnaround week this week. Last night, we all went with the Falcons. I think you took the Falcons as well, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't see that coming. I do think, though, Carolina has some... I think Carolina has some pieces for the future. Wide receiver DJ Moore, the running backs in Foreman and Chuba Hubbard. They got a decent offensive line.
Foreman made them forget about somebody last night.
They need a quarterback.
You know the joy I'm watching right now? The fall of Alabama. I didn't mean to digress like that, but the fall of Alabama is almost as good as certain things where I like.
Thank you for sharing that random moment.
Yes, I had to pull a Peter for you. Sorry. Can we go on
all right,
sir?
So Atlanta took it on the chin for us last night. But here we go. Here's who we like. We got Seattle Seahawks at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike Evans now on the injury report. May not be a go. Game time decision. I like Seattle. They still run the football. Tampa's been weak against the run lately. They've been struggling to win. Seattle's believing in themselves. Pete Carroll, if he gets this one, and, you know, you look at Seattle sitting at 6-3 after 9 games, you got to start putting Pete Carroll in the conversation for Coach of the Year. Because go ahead.
The GOAT is going to Germany. The GOAT is going to Germany, and the GOAT can get off in Germany. I go with Tampa Bay.
You think he could get some Wiener Schnitzel in Germany?
Yeah. We get a little blue-eyed, blonde-haired German gal, and he could be all right. He said, hell with Giselle.
Until Giselle show up on the sideline. 4 interceptions. Breaking Bad episode. All right. You like Tampa, I like Seattle. I like the Buffalo Bills against the Minnesota Vikings, even if Josh Allen doesn't play. Case Keenum has a lot of chemistry with Stephon Diggs from the days in Minnesota. I don't think they're going to lose too much throwing the football. I think Gabe Davis might have a show in this weekend. And I think they're going to start to unveil more of that running game with not just Singletary, but with James Cook from Georgia.
Yeah, I guess Buffalo's going to have so much defense. It's going to be too much. I think Minnesota's coming down there. I don't think Minnesota's a 6-7-1, 6-1 team. I guess, for something telling me they're not a 7-1 team. And I think we're going to find out this weekend and Buffalo jump all over them.
They didn't beat anybody to be 7-1, Pearly. I agree with you there. You guys, Miami at home against the Browns. I like Miami to continue their winning ways at home.
Yeah, and I think this spread is a disservice. I think if we're going to beat them a little worse than that, I think you can see Tua and Hill get off again. Hill is going to go. Hill is at 1,000 yards midway through the season. Hill is game for 2,000 reception yards. And I think you can see another 100-plus yard performance tomorrow Sunday. Sorry,
we really haven't seen a receiver top 2,000 yards in a season, have we? Maybe Megatron?
No, we haven't. I think Megatron might have been the last one.
How close was Cooper Kupp last year?
He was close. 1,900 or 1,800?
1,800, right? Wow.
Yeah, I think
that'll be something if he does.
Yeah. That'd be wonderful.
Then you all will have the perfect season. You hear me? You'll have that and the perfect season to talk about if he pulls that record off.
Yep. I think so.
All right. Here's one. I like the Denver Broncos to go on the road and beat the Tennessee Titans. The defense is good for Denver.
I'm hoping. Russ back? Russ is back on Sunday?
Yeah, Russ is back on Sunday.
Okay, I go in with you on that one. I don't know why. I have a man crush. I always had a man crush on Russ, but I think he can be all right. It's the pie of a wife he got, man. He did well.
Overshare.
I know.
All right. New Orleans Saints on the road against Pittsburgh. I like the Saints to get it done. I think they got a better defense. And Alvin Kamara has come alive the last couple of weeks. And, of course, you know, Chris Olave is now their number one bona fide receiver. And Andy Dalton's just being there. He's killed them some games, and he's won them some games.
Did J.J. Watt back this weekend?
No.
One of the Watts brothers back this weekend then.
In Arizona.
Okay, I know one of them is back.
So I like New Orleans to get this one done. Kansas City, I like them at home against Jacksonville.
Yes, Watts back. Steelers, Watts, glad to be back after seven-game absence. I wouldn't sleep on the Steelers for this game.
Well, listen, take the Steelers all you want. He ain't going to get them to win because they got to ease him back in. He ain't going to be a full snap count and so on and so forth.
All right, I'll go with the Saints, though. All right, you got me.
All right, and I like Kansas City at home against the Jaguars. No-brainer.
Of course, no-brainer.
I like the Giants at home against the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I like Chicago, the Bears.
The Giants aren't as good as I thought they were, but Texas just that crappy.
I like the Bears to run for 200 yards in their fifth straight game. At home, they beat the Lions. Might be a little shootout, but I like the Bears to get it done.
Detroit coming off a victory. That might be that one good win. Okay, I'll go with you with the Bears.
And that Detroit's defense sucks, though, Pearly. It's horrible.
Yeah, they do. But they
Fields might run for 100 yards in the first half on them.
Yeah.
You got the Las Vegas Raiders and the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going with the Raiders simply because they're at home and they need one.
And they need this win bad. And I think the Colts tanking. And
I think so, too.
Saturday is the coach. So
they're looking for a quarterback.
Anyway.
Yeah. I got my Dallas Cowboys going on the road against the Green Bay Packers, and we get revenge. We punch them in the mouth. 31-20, we get them.
I do pick Dallas. I pick Dallas to win this one, but if there's an upset alert, it's here. If there's an upset alert, it's here.
Fair enough. I like the Arizona Cardinals.
It's just about Aaron Rodgers. God, he got to have one good game for the year, and this might just be it.
Well, yeah. You've said enough. Quiet.
Okay.
I like the Arizona Cardinals on the road against the Rams. The Rams are not the team from last year, and the Cardinals have got DeAndre Hopkins back.
Kyler Murray's out. I like the Rams. Kyler Murray's out. The Rams going to win.
No, but you know who the quarterback is now for Arizona? It's the old backup in Washington. From Texas, who's pretty decent.
Who?
And won some games. Oh, Lord. I get his name for you in a minute. Played at Texas a couple of years. Came out as one of the high-ranked quarterbacks. Let me pull it up for you. Backup QB.
Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy, there you go.
Or Trace McSorley. Who's the backup? Colt McCoy?
Yeah, Colt McCoy. And I think Colt could put it off. He knows the offense. Got good rapport with the receivers. And like I say, the Rams are not the Rams that we all know. I like the 49ers at home against the Chargers.
I like the 49ers.
They're coming off a bye. They're getting Debo Samuel back. They got an identity with McCaffrey there now. I think San Francisco goes on a little run here. And it starts against the Chargers. And then on Monday night, the upset bird is swirling because this is a divisional game. But until they lose, I got to go with the Philadelphia Eagles.
You know, upset bird, no swirling. That's wishful thinking and hoping for them to lose.
They
stay undefeated.
Exactly.
The Commanders can't beat them. May have a possibility to beat the Eagles. The only team that may have a possibility of beating the Eagles this season would probably be your Dallas Cowboys because that's a division rivalry. Other than that, I don't see anybody beating them all year.
But there you go.
Maybe Tennessee because they run well.
Well, Pearly, we reached our time. We got the final segment coming up. Mr. Producer's giving me the sign. We got to get to that. All courtesy of CBS Sports. The full playoff picture breakdown as of week 10. Moving forward, who are the contenders? Who are the pretenders? I want to thank you for chiming in, Pearly, all our guests in both segments. And my super producer on the studio inside, my super producer here, and everybody who chimed in this week, man. Great stuff. Have a safe weekend. And remember, like I always tell you, engage your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion. That way you avoid a big commotion.
Right.
If you can't be good, be good at it.
Just
all
before
right?
we go, And that's what it is. Naughty, before we go, Naughty, just before we go, I want to say hi to my babe, Keisha. I hope she's having a wonderful evening tonight, okay?
Oh, Mr. Producer, I just
bye, Naughty. Bye, Naughty, hang up. Bye, Naughty.
High sugar bye, on Naughty. That mushy, bye, syrupy, sugary. Oh, that was so cute. Mr. Producer, play one love song going into the break for Pearly and his better half. We see y'all on Monday. Be gone.
Bless you, my brother.
Welcome back into CBS Sports HQ. Week 9 is done. We are getting you ready for Week 10 in the NFL. If the playoffs were to happen now, here is where things stand. Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, Titans, Eagles, Vikings, Seahawks, Bucks sitting on top of their divisions. But things are a little tight, especially in the AFC East with the Bills. They're on top at 6-2. Right behind them, you got the Jets 6-3, the Dolphins 6-3, the Pats at 5-4. And the Buccaneers back on top of the NFC South. But can they maintain that? Every team in that division, including the Bucs, as you see there, below 500. Let's welcome back in Pete Frisco, Charles Tavis here. Playoff pick 10. We got the Seahawks going up against the Bucs in Germany on Sunday. That is a very long trip. But let's start with the Bucs here because we see Tom Brady do it again. The Bucs back on top of the NFC South after their come-from-behind win this past weekend. Charles, I mean, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. We never rule him out here. How do you feel about the Bucs now looking at their playoff hopes if they can get things back on track?
I do like their playoff hopes, but it's going to be a major battle. And I never thought that we'd have an NFC South where everyone would be, you know, below 500. I thought it was a New Orleans-Tampa battle all the way through. I think Pete and I both picked New Orleans in preseason. So, you know, we have to wear and own that. Pete, let me know if I'm wrong. I don't want to put you in with me. But I did pick New Orleans.
You're right.
So that's where we are on the whole thing. I still can't believe Atlanta can run the entire race. I like what they're doing. I like what Arthur Smith is giving them as the head coach, the foundation. But this Tampa Bay team, to me, it's still their division to win. Now, the kicker is some of these games in the preseason that we thought that they would win are now in question. And this Sunday is a big one in Munich because here comes Kenneth Walker. Here comes the Seattle Seahawks run game. Here comes a team brimming with confidence now and playing Pete Carroll football. Oh, no, this thing changes in a big way, and Tampa's not playing to the level that we expected in preseason.
Yeah, they better win this week, and I think they will, by the way. I think this is a perfect spot for them, but their schedule, you still have the 49ers and the Bengals on that schedule, and you still have a bunch of division games, so it's never easy, and they haven't played very well. The two-minute drill was fantastic. I mean, the Rams, I don't know what the heck the Rams were doing. How about protecting your sidelines? That might have worked. But one thing, you know, guys always say, and somebody said this to me the other day, we were talking about this game in Germany, we'll play anybody, anywhere, we'll go to a parking lot and play them, we don't care. And I said, yeah, well, Seattle's got to get on a plane for 10 and a half hours to get to Germany. You think they'd rather play in a parking lot or go to Germany? It's ridiculous, the travel schedule that they're facing, which is why I really think Tampa Bay's in a great spot this week.
And that's where we dip, real quick, Amanda, where we dip with Pete. Because I'm not worried about the flight in terms of this in a one-game showdown. I wonder if the flight will hurt them later. But they are a team used to having to travel a lot anyway. This is to the extreme. I agree totally. But I do like Seattle in this ball game. I think Kenneth Walker and crew run the football well. And Tampa, they're just not shutting people down the way that we're used to seeing. I like Seattle with a little bit of an upset in this one.
It's a big game for both of these teams regardless. Let's talk about Seattle here. Look, NFC West is that division we thought we'd be talking about, not when it comes to the Seahawks. There they are sitting on top 6-3 after going down to Arizona, beating the Cardinals. 49ers behind them at 4-4. Seahawks remaining schedule. Look, I mean, it's the NFC West for a reason. You still got the Rams twice, 49ers, Chiefs. They also have to play the Jets. Pete, what do you think about the Seahawks and their chances to sniff the postseason?
They're going to sniff it. I don't know if they're going to get there, but I got to give Pete Carroll a ton of credit. I mean, you look at that schedule, it's brutal the rest of the way. I mean, the Panthers aren't very good. You see that. But the rest of those teams, you know, the Rams are still the Rams in terms of the way they play against their division opponents. So I think it's still going to be a tough sledding for them to make the postseason. That's why this week is a big game for them. But Pete Carroll's done a magnificent job. He traded away Russell Wilson, and everybody killed him for it. And his quarterback's playing better than Russell Wilson. Geno Smith's been really good. They have a bunch of young defensive players that are really starting to come on. Their draft last year was fantastic. Big props to John Schneider and Pete Carroll. I don't know if they're going to make the postseason, but that team is significantly better than everybody thought they would be.
I think they make the postseason, Pete. I think that they get there despite the fact the schedule is going to be brutal for a lot of the reasons you listed. And let's remember, this is a really, to me, time that the Pete Carroll regime, magic, whatever you want to call it, has shown through. Remember the end of the Legion of Boom previously, when everyone was finally exited and it was just Russell Wilson and we really didn't know anyone else, and everyone said, oh, that's a 3-4 win team. They went to the playoffs that year after starting 0-2. This is another one of those years. People aren't around. He traded Russell Wilson. He's going to go with Geno Smith or Drew Locke. But he got the kind of team he wanted. He got out of where he had to have a debate every day from a lot of guys on the team. I had this vision of Pete Carroll going to the office and peering around corners. Which guy wants to talk to me now? Now he gets to just coach the team. And they say, yes, coach, and go out and play. Second time in his Seattle regime this has happened. Second time I think he's going to get to the playoffs with a team most of us expected him not to.
Please, please, please. I don't ask NFL players for anything, but please, Geno Smith, do something for me. Please do high knees on the plane to Germany. Please, I want you to do that. And let's get footage of that. Please, somebody get that filmed. I want to see that.
Maybe if they win, he's going to have chains around him on the way back, and we're going to see him shirtless with some glasses on. All right, Pete Carroll. 49 years of coaching experience in the NFL and college level. Somebody with absolutely zero, Jeff Saturday. Let's talk about the Colts now. Playing the Raiders this weekend. Charles, you're going to be on the call for them when they host the Eagles next weekend. So right now, when it comes to the playoffs, the Colts are on the outside looking in. You got the Patriots, the Bengals ahead of them. Charles, we'll start with you because you're going to talk about this so much over the course of the next week or two. What do you think about the Colts' chances to make the postseason?
I don't, and I haven't for a long time. I think the Colts' chances went out the window in a couple different directions, Pete. First, you start off in the season tying Houston with another loss to Jacksonville. At that moment, I thought Frank Reich's clock was really ticking fast because of the unrest that was there, because of Jim Irsay last year in front of a jet engine, apologizing to fans about losing to Jacksonville in the playoffs, all of that that went to it. When they decided to move on from Matt Ryan for Sam Ehlinger, another major league flag, okay? I like Sam Ehlinger. I like the way he competes, but I don't know that he's truly their starter. I'll find out when I get there in 2 weeks and see what we see. I just don't see them getting there. To me, the AFC South is a one-team playoff in the division, and that's going to be Tennessee, not Indianapolis.
Here's the problem with the Colts. They can't block anybody. If Jeff Saturday still had about 45 pounds, he might be their starting center. I mean, they're terrible on the offensive line. Ryan Kelly's played poorly. The right tackle is a disaster. The left tackle's been a disaster all year long. Even Quentin Nelson hasn't been as good. It's a bad offensive line. Doesn't matter who played quarterback. But again, the moral of the story, you could be Jeff Saturday. You could be Tony Dungy, who's coached the Colts through Super Bowl. You can be whoever. If you don't have a quarterback, it doesn't matter. And if you don't have a quarterback and you don't have an offensive line, it's a disaster.
Colts have allowed 35 sacks so far this season. That is by far the most in the NFL. Guys, thank you so much. Charles, enjoy your game on Sunday. We can't wait to watch you on that call. Eagles at Colts next weekend. Keep that in mind when it comes to Charles Davis. Playoff picture entering week 10. There it is again. But a lot can change between now and the end of the season. Do you want a sports network that delivers everything that matters?